Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Dave Popowicz.
And I'm Leanna Wojniak.
Well, it doesn't sound like Faisal today.
Right?
Listen, Leanna, this is a really cool show for me because Leanna has been a team member with me for how long now? 8, 9 years?
Just about 9 years.
9 years. Yeah. And we'll be the newest member of our advisory team on November the 1st, so congratulations. And as you know, being part of the advisory team means you have to do these appearances and media and speak to people. And so thank you very much for joining me for your very first More Than Money show.
Well, thank you for having me on today, Dave. It's odd to be on this side of the mic, let me tell you.
We have got a terrific show today. We've got lots of questions around what's happening in markets, and in particular, fixed income markets. And we're going to have Brian DeCosta join us in just a minute. We've got some questions for him and help people understand about what we've gone through, where we are today, and what things look like in the future. But we also get lots of questions, Leanna, and your background is in law, in university, you studied law.
That's right.
We get lots of questions with respect to our legacy bucket work that we do with clients. And sometimes family dynamics are what they are, and there's issues around certain children and rights around different people in your life. And there's differences, not just for types of people in your life, but also provinces.
That's
and
right.
So it's really important that you have a will drafted for where your assets are in the province that you reside in and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a full show. I want to get right to Brian. Brian DeCosta is a founding partner and the president of Algonquin Capital. First of all, Brian, let me just welcome you to the show. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We got a loaded series of questions for you today, my friend, because everybody knows that markets in general have been going crazy this year. And one of the areas, is around fixed income and how that's been responding. But let's maybe just start, back it up a little bit. And we'd love to get your take on where are we in this cycle? What is, you know, the Bank of Canada, the Federal Reserve, these, all the central banks are front and center of what's happening and their actions with respect to inflation. And I'd love to just get your take on where we are right now and where, say, the Bank of Canada is and what they're looking at.
Yeah, no, it's a question we get a lot. And it's actually a question we ask ourselves a lot because as many people are aware, fixed income has been an absolutely horrible asset class this year. And frankly, we know that bonds do better, do well in a stable to falling interest rate environment, and we've had experienced the exact opposite. And the real story there is simply inflation. You know, we've seen, all of us have seen and experienced the cost of living going up 5, 6, 7, 8% a year, rather than the sort of 2% a year that we've grown accustomed to that we've had for a long time. And I think I would summarize what happened for the central banks. I mean, they got caught, or everyone's been surprised by inflation, because the story has gone from inflation is transitory to, well, we're a little worried it might be entrenched, to, oh crap. And what's happened is central banks have had to raise interest rates. That's their tool to bring inflation down, is to slow the economy to the point where inflation can come down. The challenge this year is, as we've gone through that progression of, oh, we don't have to worry about it, to, oh my gosh, we really are worried, it's meant that interest rates, people believe that interest rates have had to go higher than we thought. And in fact, you know, a year ago this time, the view was interest rates would only need to go to 1.5%. To quell inflation. And as we sit today, now people are talking about 4 to 4.5% in order to slay the beast. And that's really what's happened. That's been the story of the year behind the fixed income markets.
Leanna?
So I guess you mentioned the number of 4 to 4.5% for the Bank of Canada to potentially take interest rates to. What do you think that is going to feel like to the average consumer? Where do you see that having the biggest impact on the average consumer's wallets and their spending patterns?
So first and foremost, it's going to hit consumers or most people through their mortgage rates. Anyone who's on a floating rate mortgage, your, you know, the as a minimum, the amount of principal you're paying down and every payment is reduced. But I think that we are going to see some folks that took out mortgages last year when mortgage rates were very low, even on a floating rate basis, will probably experience higher payment requirements. And then certainly, as we go through time and people are renewing their fixed mortgages, you know, when we think about, generally speaking, 20% of those are reset every year because five-year fixed mortgages being the most popular, it's going to be a sticker shock because like even if we look back to 2018, 2017, mortgage rates back then were about 3%. And that was considered the peak, you know, that was a high rate of the last 10 years. Those mortgages are going to be reset in at 4.5%. Some will be reset at 5%. And I think once people start to feel that, you know, that all of a sudden we got to come up with extra cash, you know, most of us don't have a money tree at home or a money a printing machine, given that that's slightly illegal or very illegal. The funds have to come from somewhere else and it'll come from discretionary spending elsewhere, which is exactly what the central bank wants to see. You know, funnel more money to debt payment, have less money to spend elsewhere in the economy, and therefore it gets difficult to increase the prices of goods and services.
So Brian, walk us through a little bit, if you would, what you see coming into the end of the year. So are we done with interest rate hikes here? Bank of Canada, the US Fed have to go a little further. Just kind of give us an expectation of what we see for Q4 here and into, say, early 2023.
Perfect. I'd like to tackle each country differently because I have a view, a different view for each one. And, you know, let's start with Canada because that's the one that's going to matter to most of us. The overnight rate is currently 3.25%. The Bank of Canada has two more meetings this year. At the end of October, I fully expect to see a rate increase of at least 50 basis points. I don't think it's going to be 25. I think, you know, I think it's 50. If it's not 50, then it's 75. And then when we get to December, which will be the early part of December, the first or second week, I think the Bank of Canada will probably deliver a 25 basis point cut. So essentially get us a hike, sorry, get us to 4%. At that point, I think they will likely pause. And the reason for that is, you know, it'll be 375 basis points of rate increases in 9 months. That's a lot. We already know that Canadian consumers carry a lot of debt. And so I think it'll just be a prudent measure for them to, you know, take a breath of air. Let's see what's happening. In the US, because of the nature of their mortgage market with a lot of 30-year fixed mortgages, there's people who are not going to feel the impact of higher interest rates in a meaningful way. And so to me, that means the Federal Reserve and the inflation in the US is actually higher than it is in Canada. So to me, the Federal Reserve has more work to do. And so I think they're going to be raising probably 75 basis points in late October, early November, and then probably 50 in December. And then they're going to continue actually in Q1 of next year because I think they need to get their overnight rate up towards 4.5% to 4.75%. And then at that point, they'll probably pause as well.
And pause at that point. Okay. I want to leave it at that point for now, but when we come back after break, and I want to talk a little bit about how you're feeling given that outlook and given the damage that's happened this year, I'm interested to get your outlook from a fixed income perspective on a go-forward basis and what that means from an investment perspective. But stick around if you would, Brian, and we'll tackle that particular question after the break. Now, whether we've got low interest rate, low inflation, high interest rate, high inflation, the point is we've got people are retired through this whole period, Liana, and we need to have strategies in place to get people through all this. And we're going to try to tackle that at our next, our upcoming seminar.
That's right. We're talking about process and strategy on Tuesday, October 25th at 7 p.m. live, both online and in person at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary. You need to register. So go ahead to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register, and we hope to see you there.
Terrific. Okay, stick around after the break, and we're going to try to figure out how an investor can take advantage of these higher interest rates in the fixed income market. Thanks for joining us on 770 CHQR. You're on More Than Money, and we'll see you after the break.